Hi everyone, you are welcome to the fifth episode of Self-Discovery by NK. This episode is focused on self-care and self-love. When you hold yourself in high esteem, you are more likely to choose things that contribute to your well-being and serve you well. You need to master the act of taking good care of yourself and putting your mental health, physical, and emotional well-being first. If you're wondering what self-love actually means, self-love is exactly what it sounds like. Loving yourself by accepting your weakness, your flaws, and things you don't always like about yourself. It also means finding peace within yourself. You don't have to compare yourself to anyone because we are all beautifully unique in our own way. And we have different journey and different purpose in life. I know that sometimes there might be pressure from social media or peer groups from people portraying lifestyle that likely doesn't exist. And you tend to forget your journey and the process it takes to achieve success, to start looking for maybe a shortcut or an easy way to the top. But why compare yourself to people when it is not a competition? You don't have to see it as a competition. Instead, you see it as a community. Self-love breeds self-confidence, self-respect, and self-forgiveness. Do not underestimate the power of self-love. It is very important and it's very powerful. So my first tip for you on your self-love journey is writing down your strengths and the positive qualities about yourself. There are many beautiful and unique qualities that you possess that you don't even appreciate on a daily, that you don't even recognize. So take out your time, bring out a jotter and a pen, and write down some beautiful qualities, some positive qualities about yourself. And if you're having a difficult time maybe figuring out some qualities about yourself, you could reach out to your loved ones or your close friends like family and ask them what they love about you. Definitely, they're going to tell you things that are great about you. And the next step is to write out a list of your flaws too, because in this journey to loving yourself, you need to also embrace your flaws and weaknesses. Basically, everything that makes you, you. And whenever you have this tendency to judge yourself, pay a deaf ear to the negativity. It is totally okay to be imperfect because that is what makes us humans, our imperfections. So another tip that I have for you on this journey of self-love, self-worth, and self-care is advancing in your self-care routine. By this, I mean doing whatever it is that makes you better. Treating your skin with care, dressing up, dressing good, having a nice makeup done. And if this makes you feel confident and better and makes you feel amazing about yourself, you should have a makeup on and have a nice hairdo, eating healthy, doing regular exercises, meditating, taking a break from work, yoga, and spa treatments. They also contribute to your journey of self-care. You should advance that your self-care routine, whatever that makes you feel better. All these activities I just mentioned, they help in leveling up your self-care and enhancing your confidence in your everyday life. A lot of persons do actually wait until they get maybe the whole money in the world, or maybe they make a lot of money before they would give themselves a nice treat or go for a vacation and all. But when you could work with what you actually have, why wait? Life is a journey. You have to enjoy it while it lasts, because we are not the architect of our lives. We don't hold our future in our hands, so it can be taken from us anytime. So that little time you have to spend on X, why not enjoy yourself? Why not look for a time to go on a vacation, even though it's not somewhere, maybe somewhere far? Just have a time for yourself and enjoy your space. Make sure you enjoy that space. Just be selfish. It is not selfish to prioritize alone time, let me tell you. So when you focus on self-love, it's a non-negotiable step of your self-care routine for you to be selfish. Have that personal time for yourself. So another tip I have for you is to start journaling your process. You should start the journaling process. Like, for me, documenting my journey has helped me a whole lot in my life journey, and it makes it easier for me to get through any situation better. And at times, I go back and read out my journals and learn that I have become better and grown in every aspect of my life. And writing allows you to also get your stressful thoughts and hard feelings out on a page. It will help you know yourself better and teach you how to love yourself more. I know for some persons, they have maybe tight schedules and they are too busy to pull out a note and sit down and write stuff. And that is why the notes on our phones are helpful. You just type whatever that it is that you feel and whatever that is bothering you, you know, that to make you feel better. That is, maybe you don't have somebody to vent to. So it helps you feel better. And I also advise you to slow down. I know it's easy to get lost in our daily routine and ignore the fact that we need a little time for ourselves too. You need at least 5 minutes daily to sit and catch your breath and alone time before you get back to work. By this time, you don't need to focus on your gadgets or maybe seeing a movie. It's just a time for you to meditate, your own self time to meditate, and this act will help you take care of yourself and mental health better. And another one I have for you is to stop comparing yourself to people, because we are all on our own path. We are all unique. I'm very much aware that we live in a social media era where we get to see a lot of persons living bougie and creating a life that we so much crave for, but and you start to talk negatively about yourself and start downgrading yourself. We should know that everyone is imperfect, and we all are trying. We are trying to create a life full of happiness and memories. The best thing you should do for yourself is to try and look for ways to create those little memories for yourself too, and spending more time with the people you love instead of comparing yourself. You should have an understanding that in this life, no one is better than you, and you are not better than anyone too. We all have different journey to accomplish and time for our dreams to come true. And lastly, know the company you keep. You need an environment that is free from toxicity, mediocrity, and judgment. Trust me, this tip is very important, because you have no idea of how effective the words you digest every day is in your life unless you see it start manifesting in your life. You have no idea of the words you say to yourself or the words people say to you. You don't know how effective it is in your head until it start playing in your head, and it has you like deranged. It just affects your mindset. Have people who appreciate your every effort and people who support you in becoming better, helping you grow in your career or your business, and in every way possible. Just keep the company that you wake up every morning and be grateful for. Well, I hope you will take your time to accept these positive tips and put them into practice in order to become a better version of yourself. Thank you guys so much for listening, and stay tuned and join us on our next episode on Self-Discovery by NK every Sunday 8 a.m. Love and light.